Hi, everyone. I'm recording this right in the middle of June. It's June 16th, 2020, and we're all emerging from our lockdown experience, and I hope it's been a good one for you. For me, I'm thinking more and more about what's essential in my life, and that's the health of my body, the relationships to the people that I'm close to, and all of you, and focusing on my interests and my passions, and really learning to listen to that inspiration that comes. And I've gotten a lot more inspiration. I'm getting it more and more and more every day. And I'm very excited about what's going to come this year and next year after that. We have a lot of plans in the works. But the first thing that I'm inspired to do is boot camp number 10. And that'll be starting off in the middle of June. Now, this boot camp, I'm going to do it differently. This is the inspiration. I'm going to limit it to 12 people. And I'm going to work with those people on a more of a one-on-one basis. And we'll have our own special meeting, aside from all the other people that will be in the boot camp who have graduated before and will be taking the boot camp again. That's the cool thing about the boot camp. Once you're in for life. So everyone takes it 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times. And maybe they just pay attention to it, or maybe they dive into it deeply, or maybe they take a couple boot camps off and then come in and at a later date. However it is inspiring to you, that's how it works. And it's just been really amazing. We've probably gotten around 140 people, I think, have gone through the boot camp now. And so a lot of those people will be in this boot camp as well. But for newbies, it's just going to be these 12 people. And I'll explain more about it to you. The only way you can get into this boot camp, it's a first come, first serve basis. You have to send me an email at garybodley@gmail.com, and then I will send you back a little more information about the boot camp. And then if you like, if you can push past the fear, you can select a time and we'll get together for a Zoom call, and I'll explain the whole process to you along with the cost and all that. So if you'd like to be part of this experiment, I think it's going to be a lot of fun and very interesting, and it's really going to help you uncover your soul's purpose, understand how the law of attraction really works. It's called the Unlimited Abundance Bootcamp. So it opens up abundance in all areas of your life, financial, relationships, freedom, experiences. It's really quite amazing. And if you haven't already looked at some of the testimonials on the website, you should go ahead and do that. I've gotten testimonials from so many people, and I've only put a few up there. And so I'll probably be adding some more of those as we go along. So just send me an email to garybodley@gmail.com, and hopefully we'll get together. And now stay tuned for this another amazing episode. We are thrilled to be here.
Hi, welcome.
Thank you. Welcome.
Gary was thinking how he wanted to be all excited for this conversation. And we were telling him there's no need for you to ramp up any emotion, because the emotion of excitement is also the emotion of calm and peace and joy and curiosity. You see, all these emotions that you see as good emotions, as positive emotions, as emotions that are reflecting your upbeat, happy, friendly, easygoing state of being are all in the same vibration. It's the vibration of love. The vibration of love comes forth in whatever emotion that you're putting forward or in your beingness. It's this reflection that you are in alignment, that you are seeing your reality as you wish to see it, as you intended to see it prior to your birth. There is no need to change it, that positive emotion. It is what it is. But we would say the emotion of calmness and ease and faith that everything is working out, this idea that your future will be marvelous and fantastic and joyful and full of adventure and getting better and better and better every single day of your life as you expand through experiences to come to new places of awareness. This is what you intend prior to your birth. This is who you truly are. That we will say the word optimism for the future. If you can have the optimism for the future, well, that all relies on one thing and one thing only, that you're worthy of a better future, that you're worthy of a good present, and that everything that happened up to this time, you are worthy of all of those experiences as well. All the experiences that you perceived were good, you're worthy of that. And all those experiences you perceived as uncomfortable, unfortunate, bad, horrific, tragedies, those were all part of your ascension to who you are now. You see, you didn't come here just to bounce around and just to lay on a beach, just to take it easy. You came here to sift and sort. You came here to muck it up a little bit. You came here to interact. You came here to put yourself forward. And why would you put yourself forward? Well, you had a special interest, a special place on this team called humanity. You see, for every one of you that exists in physical reality as a human being, let's just say, because you like numbers, that maybe there were 1,000 or 10,000 or 1,000,000 others or 1,000,000,000 others that wanted to come, and somehow you were selected to be here. You see, you're worthy, and the proof of your worthiness is you're here. It's not that you could not be worthy in the non-physical. It's that this time and place of physical reality on planet Earth was calling to you because there was something more that you wanted to explore. You wanted to explore it so much that your vibration included that desire to be here now. And that desire to be here now, and the fact that you are here now, and that you are living life, and you are expanding, and you are having experiences, whether you deem those experiences to be worthy or unworthy or good or bad or whatever, the fact is that you're here now, and this proves your worthiness. And in worthiness, there are two components to this. You must know that your being here is valuable. Now, you might say, well, it doesn't matter if I'm here or not. It wouldn't really affect anything. I'm not really doing much here. And we say there is so much going on behind the scenes that this reality that you're experiencing right now could not be possible without you. And so you might say, well, in my family, I'm important. And I guess maybe I'm important to my friends, and maybe I'm important at work. And we will say that you are important to every single person you have ever interacted with at any level in your entire life, whether that was a friend or foe, an acquaintance or a family member. The depth of it might seem something important to you, but the interactions with you as a child, with all those teachers and all those other students, and even the principal of that school, with the crossing guard, with the bus driver, with the person at the ice cream shop, all of those interactions were meaningful because they imparted something from you onto that person through the experience. Now, they may not remember you. They may not be aware of that interaction, of how it played itself out. They may not know the changes in their belief system that occurred in that interaction with you. Yet, within the vibration, your interaction is contained. And therefore, their vibration is different because you were part of that interaction and added something of you to their vibration. Now, going forward in this idea of worthiness, you can see that how you interact with everyone, and we don't care if it's friend or foe. Even in your animosity towards another human being, you're creating a new level of belief system for them, a different vibration for them. So your value here is beyond measure. Your value here is not what you do or who you think you are. It's not the amount of money in your bank account. It's not the knowledge that you have attained over the years. It's not any achievements. It's no medals on the desk. None of that means anything. Those are all puny little unimportant trinkets compared to the interactions that you have with others. Now, another person has an interaction with you, and your belief system has changed perfectly. How did you have that interaction? Because you attracted it. There was something that you needed from that other person, whether you knew that or not. It didn't make a difference. You see, through each experience, you expand, and you are expanding perfectly so that you came here now, so that you're worthy to be here. You're also the other component in your worthiness is your uniqueness. There has never been anyone like you. There is no one like you, and there never will be anyone else like you. There has never been anyone who's had the same perspective that you have now. This perspective in this moment is unique. Only you can have it. No one else can have it. And that perspective is added to the tapestry of all that is. And without your perspective in this moment, the tapestry of all that is would be less than it is. It would be different than it is. It would be not the same as it is now. And the tapestry of all that is must have you within it, because without you in it, it would be incomplete, you see. And so it's not just this moment or this life or this year that you're creating. It's every single moment of your life is a new perspective and a new perspective and a new perspective. So you are worthy. You are good. You do not have to prove this. You cannot prove it. You can only assume it. You can only understand it. You can only have faith that it exists. And you can only see it more clearly. And the trick to seeing your worthiness more clearly is to perceive yourself as worthy now and watch how the reality reflects back to you, back to your worthiness. And so as you ascend in your idea of worthiness, you will start to have new experiences, new perspectives. You will have higher perspectives. You will have higher emotionally valid, or we should say clear, aware, conscious ideas of who you are. And as you raise your perspective on who you are every day, you move towards the life that you intended to live. You move towards the self-discovery you are here to explore, you see. And you cannot truly explore that level of authenticity until you understand your worthiness. And those who you might know, who you can see from your perspective, feel unworthy, are exploring who they're not. They will not likely move on that path of self-discovery, of true self-discovery, to become authentic. The authentic version of you is the version of you that you deem as worthy. So see yourself as worthy now. Look at yourself always from the higher perspective. Understand that you can have, be, and do anything in this reality, and that can start today. That can start today. It doesn't matter what you believed before. It doesn't matter what happened before. It doesn't matter the life you lived before. And it does not matter any exploration other than the exploration of who you truly are. If you go forward in that exploration of who you truly are by seeing yourself as worthy of that exploration, and only you can have that exploration because you are unique and you did everything you needed to do to be here now and that you truly want to be here now, until you no longer want to be here, and then you will return easily and effortlessly to the non-physical. Until that time comes, take the first step towards your journey of true self-discovery by seeing yourself as worthy of that journey. And with that, we'd like to talk to you about anything you'd like to talk about. Who would like to start?
I'd like to start. I'd like to tell you a little bit about some dialogue I had with myself this morning. And then have you comment
with yourself or with your inner self?
With my, probably both, I guess.
Well, is it with yourself or your inner self? If you had to choose one.
I would have to say my inner self.
And how would you know it's your inner self? Because the conversation with your inner self would be based in love and acceptance. Elevated. Yeah. Exactly. It's not the self-talk of, oh, I'm not doing this well. Oh, I should be doing that instead of doing this. Oh, I wish I could fix this problem. This is the self-talk that comes from perceiving that you are in any way, shape, and form imperfect. Exactly. And that self-talk comes from the lower stream of consciousness based in fear. Yeah. From the higher stream of consciousness based on who you truly are, your authentic self, that self-talk is always, as you said, elevated. Please continue. Mm-hmm.
Well, the initial talk was not, it was with my...
Absolutely. Other and then self. Your inner self comes in to remind you
exactly
where your focus lies.
Yeah, yeah. And so what was happening was I was doing my exercise today and I felt satisfied. I wrote a pretty low number for me. I wrote 7. And I wrote the reason I feel that way is I feel like I'm stagnant and I'm not really doing very much, lacking direction. Then my inner self kicked in. And the background is that on the weekend, I watched an entire series on Netflix of the history of World War II and all the what happened. And oh, it was very interesting to me to learn some things I'd never learned before. And the inclination is to think about, well, what could have done differently?
The inclination from which stream of consciousness would that come
from? From the old one, exactly. And the new one started talking to me about how I am actually involved in the expansion of the world, and that I'm not actually sitting still. I'm actually playing on a much bigger global level, individually and personally, but also collectively, and absolutely, that I'm not sitting still. And that was an amazing thought to me. Then the other thing that I want to throw into the conversation is that when I was doing what I'm grateful for, sometimes I get this feeling about, I love waking up in the morning with the idea that I'm on holidays, because there's this relaxed, curious, going to have a cup of coffee, but what's going to happen today? What sort of fun things are going to happen today?
And when you are not going to school, maybe some break or summer holiday, yeah, when you were 8 years old, wasn't that the same exact feeling you had then?
Yeah, it's just this beautiful feeling.
So if you were to live your life at the highest level possible, how would you live that life?
Exactly. On holidays, curious, following inspiration.
Not no really plans.
That I have to accomplish something other than to enjoy what's coming next.
Exactly. So you're operating on a higher level than you could possibly imagine. When you are watching a show that you're interested in, you are adding to a stream of consciousness based in curiosity. And curiosity is based in love, interest based in love. You are adding to the mass consciousness. You are maybe not out protesting. And maybe, depending on how you choose to protest, the protest would be less valuable than sitting home and watching something you're interested in. Now you, how did you happen upon this show?
I guess I was bored. I was sitting at home and I thought, well, what am I going to do? And then I started looking through and I saw, oh, this sounds like a documentary, historical. It's not going to be, I don't know, I can just sort of look at.
So you were guided there every step of the way.
Yeah.
And while you're watching this, you will always have fear pop up because you were inspired to watch this. And the fear will always say, you should be doing something different. You should be doing this at some other time. This is not the right time for this. Think of all the other things you could do. Blah, 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 blah. Fear, 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 fear. And as you say, no, I am present now. There is a reason for me to be watching this. What could it be? Oh, it could be to expand my belief system, to understand something about humanity at a deeper level, to understand what was interesting to those people who joined that fight, the good parts of it, the parts they will never forget, and the other side of that, to have an idea of the balance of all that, so that now, from that experience of watching this thing, which you might say is mindless entertainment, or the most valuable thing you've ever done, depending on how you choose to see it, that experience has altered your belief system, has changed your vibration, and you've expanded to a new version of you that did not exist prior to this viewing, you see. Now imagine if you could wake up in the morning, feel good, think about all the exciting things that you could do, realize you have nothing you have to do, even if you have a job. There's nothing you have to do. You do not have to go to that job. You do not have to do the work at that job. You do not have to effort and struggle to make this money. You do not have to do anything but to keep yourself in alignment. And in alignment, you'll be guided step by step by step by step by step, even if you're unaware of it. But if you're aware of it, think of the value of that. Mm-hmm. Think of the value of saying, oh, that's an idea. Instead of criticizing or ignoring the idea before. Now you say, oh, what could I do for that idea? What could I do? I could look at the listings of shows. I could read something on Google about this subject. I could talk to a friend. You see, whatever comes to you, you can do that in the moment. And if you do it in the moment, well, then now you're operating on all cylinders and you're highly effective at everything you do. It's the, I shouldn't do that now. I got something better to do. I have to go back to effort and struggling on this thing I think needs to get done. And that denies all the power that's coming through you as a powerful creator. Yet, while you're doing it, because of who you are and where you are and what you know, you are thinking about these things more. And this is adding to that stream of consciousness and aiding those who are living in fear, who are wishing to move to love. You don't have to be viewed by millions of people for them to be inspired, because the bouncing off, the receiving of these thoughts and thinking about them and putting them back into the mass consciousness is makes it available. See, the stream of consciousness based in lack and fear is only based in lack and fear because this has been the predominant thought of humanity. You could go into that stream of consciousness and get a bright idea for you. You see, but the mass of that, the amount of fear in that stream of consciousness through all the generations and history of your kind is just full of that stuff. If we were in a future, a different form of humanity, all living in love and acceptance, then that stream of consciousness would be identical to the stream of consciousness, except that these are the thoughts that have been thought before. And as you think more empowering thoughts, you add it to all these streams of consciousness. You know, this is a stream of consciousness that's been thought before. And this is the stream of consciousness where the potential for new thought exists, you see. And so as you think thoughts, you add them to that stream of consciousness of all thoughts that have ever been thought, that are available for others. And you shift the balance. You shift the balance from fear to love.
Wow, that's cool. I'm going to try to embrace that more. It's a very different way of doing the thing.
When you are on this level of awareness, when you are thinking about your beliefs and thinking about the thoughts you think and thinking about what you prefer and thinking more about yourself from a higher perspective and understanding your worthiness, all those thoughts, those thousands and thousands of thoughts every hour are adding to that stream of consciousness. And you're adding, and those thoughts are so much more powerful mm-hmm. than the thoughts of fear. Mm-hmm. And those thoughts rise to the top, you mm-hmm. see. You see. Mm-hmm. If those people who are in deep fear over something, they will dive down deep into that stream of consciousness. And that's where all the urges to radically change the conditions exist. Mm-hmm. The urges that will not help them whatsoever. But on the top of that, if they're not too bothered, well, that's where all the nice thoughts exist, you mm-hmm. see. And you and all of you who are on this call now and listening in the future, you are all adding to those thoughts and you are moving the momentum of fear to love. Mm-hmm. And this is your power and you're worthy for that. Mm-hmm. So now go forward and think even better thoughts and mm-hmm. be even nicer to yourself and shift that self-talk from the old Stephen to the new. To the new Stephen, to the Stephen that has access to the infinite Stephen who exists in the non-physical.
Yeah, beautiful.
Excellent.
Thank you so much for that.
Who's next?
I have a question.
Yes.
So I went from a date on Saturday to insto presto, I have a boyfriend now. It's like he treats me like a 10, like I'm a princess and, you know, everything. Like he's a reflection of my new level of worthiness.
Yes.
In my life. And I'm like, there's part of me, I'm writing as my manifestation event. And there's a part of me who's just like so elated, so delighted and so much joy. And yet now, because it's so new to me and it's such a shock, then like there's this like fear that just like, you know, it's like lurking and it just creeps in and has to manifest itself. Like
if you moved from your body to your father's body, would there be an adjustment to be made?
Absolutely.
And if your father moved from his body to your body, would it still feel a little uncomfortable?
Absolutely.
And so all you're doing is moving to a new level of awareness, to a new vibrational pattern, to a new way of thinking about yourself and to a new perspective. And you just want to keep up because your reality is showing you who you truly are. And you want to keep up. You want to keep up. Now, how would you keep up?
By feeling good and taking care of myself.
And appreciating this person who doesn't know you yet.
Right.
And letting them be in love and letting them find out that who you think you are is different. You see, you have this fear coming and saying, when this person finds out who I really am, will they still be in that much enamored by me? You see, let them fall on their face. Let them, that's okay. You see, you are not being fraudulent because you have a persona and you've worked on this persona for years and years and years. And now the persona is being more malleable where you're letting someone see who you really are. Is that safe or is that bringing up old fears? Old fears of you being hurt before in the past. And so now, as the relationship is new, you have very little attachment to it. If he finds out who I am and runs away, well then, I'm no worse off than I was before. But when you start to get attached to the relationship, I cannot lose this, well then you just dip down into some fear. And then you might start picking yourself apart. And you might start picking him apart. And know that that's just fear. And when you come back to say, it's fun for today, he's good for today, I'm good for today, we'll see what tomorrow happens. Then there's no attachment to an outcome. There's no attachment to the relationship. And you can be easy and free-flowing. How have you tried to protect yourself so far?
So when I start to go head over heels and feel in love, it's just like, okay, wait a minute. This is just too new. It's too fresh. Don't go there. Don't do that.
Why would you not go there? Why would you not dive into it fully? Are you being as lovely as he is towards you?
Time.
Are you as excited as he is?
Yes.
Or are you holding yourself back?
No, I think the excitement's pretty mutual.
Excellent. Good.
Yeah.
Now, isn't this fun?
It's yeah.
Does it feel good?
It's like a day at the amusement park.
Isn't it perfectly aligned with who you truly are?
Yes.
Wouldn't it be nice to feel like this every single day of your life?
Absolutely.
Is there any downside? You wake up with a hangover?
I might.
Are you eating too much? Are you drinking too much? Is there a downside or do you feel good?
I feel good.
Then spend more time feeling good. Lean into it. Enjoy it. Appreciate it. You created it. All the work that you've done to open up the belief system and to see old wounds as nothing more than stepping stones to where you are now. This is the work. This is why you are here. You see? And this is just one of the many, 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 many good feelings that are coming to you. This is the easy one.
Yay.
But expect this to happen more and more and more. You are worthy of this relationship. You are worthy of love from this person, from that person, from this person, from that person. You are worthy of love from yourself. You are worthy of every possible wonderful feeling emotion that's available in physical reality. Milk that, milk it, milk it, milk it, and don't fear that it's going away. Because you created it. And if you could create this, you could create something even better and better and better and better and better and more and richer and deeper and more satisfying. You see, you are the creator of your reality. You created all of this. So don't hold yourself apart from it. Lean into it as fully as a teenager would.
Awesome. Thank you.
Excellent. Who's next?
I've got one question, Joshua.
Yes.
It's a question about symptoms and the reflection about ourselves. I'm still suffering symptoms 3 months on from getting COVID. And as much as I can look at it from a therapeutic perspective. I've just been wondering what it means about myself. It's caused me to do a lot of processing on limiting beliefs about.
What is the number one symptom you feel?
Insomnia, and it's all related to my diaphragm and my sternum. So it's very heart center based. It's like in the center of my chest. That seems to be the epicenter.
What exists in the center of your chest?
My heart.
What does it feel like? Does your heart feel open or constricted?
It feels like pressure. It feels like...
Constricted.
Yeah.
It feels smaller than it should be. It doesn't feel expanded. It feels contracted.
Yeah.
What would open up that heart?
If I opened up myself?
Why don't you open up yourself?
I don't know. That's what I thought I was doing. But obviously,
why would your heart be closed? Would be constricted. Why would it be constricted? In what? What would the benefit of that be?
Of having a constricted heart to protect my persona, perhaps.
To protect yourself from some sort of pain.
Mm-hmm.
Where have you experienced some sort of pain when it comes to expressing who you are? Not be accepted for who you are. Where have you experienced that?
I don't know. It doesn't feel like something I'm struggling with now, but maybe on a certain level I am. I'm not sure.
From your perspective, where you are now,
yeah,
are you perfect or flawed?
I'd like to think I'm perfect, but
from your perspective,
I definitely see myself as flawed in some respects. Yes,
and are those flaws preventing people from loving you?
Possibly.
And are those flaws real or are they imaginary?
They're imaginary because they
think of a flaw. Think of one flaw in your mind right now. Don't say it. Just think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think if you said it, anyone here would see that flaw?
I think some might do and some might not.
Well, we promise you that not one person here looking at you now would see the flaw that you're thinking of. They would not even see it as a flaw. What they would say is, you're crazy. What are you talking about? That doesn't make any sense. I wish I had that, they would say. You see?
Yeah.
So the flaw that you perceive is an illusion. No one else can see it, except if you see it and other people might react in some way that you perceive are seeing it also. But they don't actually see it. It's just a reflection of how you perceive yourself. This is true of anything that you see as a flaw. Now, think of the best thing about you. The thing that is the greatest thing about you. Do you have that in your mind?
Yeah.
Do you think that other people could see that if you were to say it?
Yes.
What is it?
Loving.
What would other people say? Would anyone else agree with that?
Indeed.
It's yeah, so obvious, isn't yes. it? Yes. It is so obvious. There is no surprise. So you understand that the flaws are complete illusions based in some limiting beliefs you adopted along your life. The flaws are completely illusions. They are not true. No one would point those out. If you stood in front of someone, they would not be able to point out what you think is a flaw. They might point out something else, but that would be their reflection of themselves in you. But they would never know what you thought was a flaw. Mm-hmm. And that anything you thought was an attribute, everyone else sees it, obviously. So when you become authentic in who you truly are, when you open up that heart, when you see past the illusion of imperfection, when you realize that you do not have to be anything to anyone else for them to like, love, and appreciate you, but just be who you truly are, everyone will see everything that you consider to be a strength, a benefit, you see. Yeah. So you attracted a unwanted physical condition. The unwanted physical condition was an experience that allowed you to expand. That experience created a new version of you. And we're talking new DNA, new everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also expanded to a new awareness, maybe a new zest, a little bit new zest for life, a little bit more interested in health, a little bit of thinking about where you'd want to live.
Definitely.
The environment that you live in now, you see?
Yeah.
Kind of the kind of apartment you want, the kind of sunshine you want, the kind of landscape you want, the kind of people
all
you
of
want.
That.
You see? Yeah. And so what's preventing you from moving forward to that?
Well, it's funny you should say that, because it's brought all these things into a perspective. And what I've been working on has been to accept where I'm at right now, and to see the perfection of the point I'm at.
Excellent. Right now. Yet, to keep doing that is to say, I can adapt, I can settle, I don't have to change anything right now. But when you're being inspired by these images in your mind, and maybe you're looking them up online, maybe you're thinking about them more, you're imagining them, maybe names are coming to you, of places are coming to you, and then you think, well, I can't have my job if I go there, or I can't do this, or what will I do? Why do you care about that? Why do you care about all the things that seem like roadblocks to your happiness? Why do you care if you took a 60% pay cut?
I don't really care.
Exactly. So what are you afraid of?
I'm probably afraid of my own, of getting in my own way, of missing my inspiration, or being limited by my own fears.
Name a place where you'd like to live.
I mean, I'd love to live in the south of France, you know, to...
And why can't you do that? Can you speak French?
Just a little bit. Yeah, I mean, it's... of course, yeah.
And what would you do there?
I have no idea.
What could you do? You could do anything.
I could probably do the same thing as I'm doing right now.
Couldn't you? Of course you could. And so why aren't you there?
I'm not really sure I would actually want to do the same thing as I'm doing right now.
But you could if you had to. Or you could work in a bar. Or you could do whatever your passion is, you see. And so you've come far enough to understand that this is inspiration, and that the fear is popping up, and that just to cut ties to everything and try something new will bring up more fear. Mm. But you know that on the other side of that fear is every single thing you want. And as you do this, as you actually move forward to the thing that you want, the inspiration that's coming to you, as you do it, you add to all that is. And you add to the consciousness of this planet. And you add to the belief systems of those who see you do it, you see. By not doing it, you take back all of this potential. By not doing it, you are an example of succumbing to fear, which everyone else is too. But they just don't understand that there is nothing to fear. There is nothing flawed. There is no imperfection. The inspiration is coming to you because you are ready for it. It can't come to you if you're not ready for it, you see. And so all these people here are cheering you on. Come on, you can do it. Book that flight, quit that job, sell your stuff, get out of there. And your body's telling you to do it too.
Yeah. There's a lot of, quite a lot of obstacles in the way at the moment.
Oh, obstacles. Aren't obstacles something you want? You want an obstacle, because as you move past each and every obstacle, you expand more and more and more, and your confidence builds. As you succumb to every obstacle, as you do not face these obstacles, as you avoid the obstacles that are clearly in your path, you simply build up a momentum of self-doubt.
Yeah. Is it the self-doubt that I'm reflecting in my reality right now?
Certainly, if there is a limiting belief that exists within you at any intensity, it will cause fear and doubt. So when you're inspired by something, the limiting belief will be triggered, because it will say, stay safe, stay home, don't do this thing. Oh my God, what could happen? This could be terrible for us. Your limiting beliefs and your ego want you to stay safe, because you've lived this far. You're alive now. But what might happen if you do something new? Well, could be some new thing. Could be some new adventure. Could be a new fear that you have to face. Could be new limiting beliefs that will be triggered. Could be new manifestation events. Could be new negative emotions, you see. All the stuff that your persona is in fear of, all the stuff that the limiting beliefs are causing you to feel fear, you see. And you can spend your life reducing those limiting beliefs intellectually, but until you start doing things and having experiences and pushing past fear, your self-doubt will continue to grow stronger. As you push past fear, you'll be able to say to your self-doubt, I don't worry about that. That's not a big deal. That's just going to come up. It doesn't matter. I'm going to do this thing. I'll find a way to do it. It will work out. It always does work out. It always has worked out. I am here to live a big, bold life. I'm not here to be trapped in a job I don't like, to be trapped in an apartment I don't like, to be trapped in a country I don't like, to be trapped. I am here to be limitless and free, you see. And as you do that, guess what happens? You become an example of what can be acted upon, what inspiration can be acted upon to all those paying attention to you in your life. Whether they've known you forever, or whether they've just met you, or whether they bump into you in the street, or whether they meet you in this new town where you just popped in. Gary had an inspiration to buy a house, and then he found the house. And then he had the inspiration to move here. He didn't know what he was going to do. He didn't know who he was going to know. He didn't know. He thought he might be all alone. But he pushed past that fear. And now he has arrived at this wonderful town with these wonderful friends and this wonderful relationship, doing the thing he loves to do more than anything else. Had he succumbed to fear, he would have been back at that old life. Not that the old life was bad or wrong by any means. By any measure, it was a wonderful life. But he couldn't see this life from that perspective. He couldn't imagine it. He could not imagine it, because he had never lived anything like this before. And so as he trusted that he would receive everything needed, then it came to him. He had to push past a lot of fear to do it. But he was willing, because he's done the work. He's done enough of the work. He knew that he had to push past the fear. And everything turned out. And the same with all of you. Everything you want is on the other side of the fear. You will have to get good at pushing past fear, because as you move along on your journey of self-discovery to discover the authentic version of you, the only way to do that journey is to get good at pushing past fear and see that you're worthy of it. Because without feeling worthy, you will always succumb to the fear. Without realizing that this world was given to you and that you came to live this big, bold life and to move the evolution of humanity from fear to love. You are here for that. And you are thrilled to be here, you see. And so you can succumb and you can expand in the succumbing to fear. And you can explore more and more and more of who you're not. Or you can push past that fear and radically change your approach to life. And everything in your life will look different. When you make that decision, when you push past the fear, you'll be entering, you'll be opening the door to a brand new life. Mm. And that will feel very good to you. We promise.
No doubt. Right. Thanks.
Excellent. Who's next?
Can I go next?
Yes.
Can I go next?
Sure.
Okay. Thank you. Hi, Joshua.
We can't see you.
Oh, let me turn that on. Hold on. Sorry. Here. Hi. Go.
Hi.
So, my cat died about a month ago. And I was surprisingly able to process that very easily. I had some techniques that I applied. And that was, I went from being completely devastated to feeling very good in a very short amount of time. So I was very happy about that. The other day I was coming home. We had visited some friends. My husband and I were coming home. And we come home, you know, in the past we'd come home and I'd be looking forward to seeing my cat and all, you know, because we left him alone and all that. He's an outdoor cat. He was an outdoor cat. So anyways, the other night on Saturday we were coming home and I felt this elation about him, like he was really here. And I was just so confused about this feeling because I'd never had that before, even though I was feeling very good about this whole thing, right? It just seemed that it was a very intense and special emotion related to him. And I was wondering if you could just clarify that for me.
How would a normal human perceive the death of a loved one?
Well, like me, I mean, terrible, you know, a loss, illusion of loss and all that.
And then the normal person would do what? Would they dwell on that? Would they feel this is appropriate to grieve? Would they talk about how much they miss and how much their life is ruined because the loved one is gone? Mm-hmm, and how would they perceive themselves as separate, you see? And you were able to get back because of the things that you know. That you're able to get back into a state of
alignment
and alignment, understanding what truly happened and what truly happened with the life of your cat.
Oh, you mean how he died or?
What was the experience of that life of that cat?
I think he had a grand time.
Exactly. And when he was ready to return to the non-physical, what did he do?
He went.
And this is true of all life forms.
I agree, and I know that. It's just,
and
know,
so whoever. As that cat looks back on you and its life and where you live and the experiences the cat had, what's the cat feeling?
Oh, he's in heaven, literally. I mean, he's on cloud nine. I mean, also literally, I guess.
Elation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And now, when you are able to somehow match the vibration of that cat, because the cat is now part of your cadre of beings that support your journey on this reality, your millions of supporters and guides. And so your cat is existing at the state of elation. And when you think of the cat and you rise to that state or you're ready for that state, you feel the same way. But most humans would say it's inappropriate to feel so good at the death of a loved one. And why would they think that?
Well, the illusion of loss, of separation.
Of death being a bad thing. Of guilt of the idea that the cat could have had another year and should have had another year, so possibly abandonment, that you were abandoned by the cat. Why did the cat leave you? All these things. That there was a future with the cat, that future existed. See, in your perception of reality, you perceive that in the next moment, things will still be here like they are now.
Yes.
Well, look behind you at those trees. In the next moment, those trees will be different than they are. Some leaves will fall off, some new ones will grow. You see, it's mm-hmm. ever changing. And the future, you would not want it guaranteed, because that would mean that your cat would have to stay here longer than it wanted to and would have to live an existence only to be here for you. And you would not want that, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So the idea here is to understand that everything is changing, that those with you now are here for this moment. Mm-hmm. And when they decide to transition to non-physical, that's a very, very good thing. And it's a very basic aspect of physical reality. That you come for a duration, not a period of time, because the time is an illusion, because you don't really do that. Think of yourself when you were 10 and think of yourself now, that's not the same person. Mm-hmm. Think of yourself a month ago and think of yourself now, that's not the same person. Right. You are born new every day, every single day, and so is everyone else. And if they choose to be in your reality, then they're in your reality, because mm-hmm. it's for some benefit. It's for some growth. It's for some opportunity. It's for some creative thing going on, you see. Mm-hmm. But they're not guaranteed for tomorrow, because they will not be here tomorrow. None of the people in your life will be here tomorrow. They will all be new versions of themselves. Now, you'll perceive it as their same version, but that's just a habit of humans. If mm-hmm. you could perceive it as waking up next to someone and saying, oh, look at this. I get to be with you for one more day. Awesome. Oh, look at this. I get to be here for one more day. Awesome. Oh, I'm going to go do something else. Okay. Go do something else. Oh, I might come back. Okay. Someone else will come in. You see? You attract. You create. This is mm-hmm. all receiving. You receive everything you need. Mm-hmm. So if you needed a new cat, did you go get a new cat? Mm-mm. Why not?
I'm about to fly to Europe, so it wasn't...
So it worked out perfectly.
Oh, yeah, it did. I was just so surprised. I mean, I was surprised in general how well I processed it.
You were surprised because you're approaching life from the position of love and acceptance. You accepted that this was the end of a life, that this mm-hmm, was a... Mm-hmm. That you accepted that you will not see the cat anymore, and that's okay. You also accepted that you could communicate with that cat anytime and that you would meet the cat again in the non-physical. You see? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, you accepted mm-hmm. these things that other humans are not willing to accept. And because you live in a state of acceptance of this subject, the natural emotion is exhilaration.
That's it. Okay. I get it. Thank you.
When you live in love and acceptance of everything, you will fly around being exhilarated. You will fly mm-hmm. around being happy. You'll fly around in joy. You'll fly around in curiosity. You'll fly around in this amazing life that you've accepted. Mm-hmm. And then you will receive the inspiration for the next thing. Mm-hmm. The next thing. Not to go back to the past. Not to recreate the past. The past cannot be recreated. You always want to go towards the new. You always want to go towards the new. And in the new is everything that you want. See? But if you're dragging on to these things you think you lost and wishing things were different, then you're not going to be in alignment with who you truly are and with your inner self and with your cat, who exists only in the state of alignment. And the only time that you have access to the feelings associated with that cat is in alignment. And when you are grieving about a loved one who's passed, who's mm-hmm. disappeared, then you're just
losing
that connection. And you're not feeling good.
So good. So acceptance really is elation. It's the same vibration. Exactly. Thank you. I just needed to hear that. Thank you so very much.
Excellent. You are worthy of having anything. You are worthy of doing anything. You are worthy of being anything. Literally. If it excites you, well, there's a thread there and you can pull on that thread. And you can move down that path. And as you move down that path, finding your interest and tugging at that thread and then finding passions and new things to explore, new ideas, new inspiration. As you pull on all that and push past fear, you live the life you intend to live and you discover more about who you truly are. And you find your uniqueness in all that. As you succumb to all this fear, thinking that you are not unique, that you are not special, that you are not grand and magnificent and limitless, and that you are not valuable, you will always be exploring who you're not. Well, there's plenty, plenty of people who are doing that. And yet you have come here to do something new. And that something new is to explore who you truly are by discovering what makes you unique, by discovering your hidden talents and attributes, and by pursuing your passions that only you can do the way you can do them. And when you realize that who you exist in the non-physical is exactly who you are in the physical, except with a few limiting beliefs. There is no difference. And the version of you that exists in the non-physical can be, have, and do anything, and does so routinely that it doesn't even feel like anything special. Here, you get to feel how special that is, to know your worthiness and to be filled with this sense that anything's possible, that exhilarating feeling that anything's possible, and that if you receive that thought, if you think it, if you receive the thought and think the thought, if you are able to receive the thought because you're in alignment and think the thought of something that excites you, you can literally have it. And with that, we are complete.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This was awesome. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Love to everyone.
Bye.
Yes.
You guys.
Love you all. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you'd like to find us on Facebook, we have a private group just for Joshua listeners. It's called The Friends of Joshua. So just search that in Facebook and ask to join, and we'll add you. Also, if you'd like to help us spread Joshua's teachings, the very best way you can do that is to leave a review wherever you listen to this podcast. Also, if you can subscribe to the podcast, that would help a lot. We're ranking higher and higher each week as we go forward, and this is really how people find us. So thanks for everything you do, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Joshua Live. If you have a question you would like Joshua to answer on the show, send us a message on Facebook at www.facebook.com/teachingsofjoshua. As always, remember that you are loved more than you can imagine by more than you could ever count. We'll see you next time.